Next Tuesday, October 7th, we'll see an endless procession of memorials around the world to mark the one-year anniversary of the biggest massacre of Jews in Israel's history. There will be plenty of tears, mixed with calls for hope and resilience. The memory of the 1,200 Israelis who got massacred on that day, and the hundreds who were taken captive, will be in every heart. The heroes who came to the rescue on that fateful day will be honored and celebrated. One thing, however, is not likely to be spoken: the monumental failure of the Israel Defense Forces to prevent the attack and protect its people. No matter how emotional we get about October 7th and the horrendous pain suffered by the victims and their loved ones, at its core, October 7th will always be a story of failure and inexplicable, bewildering failure from the strongest army in the Middle East. This is why I've already chosen my favorite memorial for October 7th, the smashing success of the IDF against a much bigger threat than Hamas. From the pager strikes to the decimation of rocket launchers to the elimination of Hezbollah's top leadership, including the top guy, Hassan Nasrallah, I can't think of a better way to make sure the victims of October 7th didn't die in vain. Indeed, Lebanon has become the anti-Gaza. Everything Israel did wrong on October 7th, it is doing right a year later. How could the same Israeli military and intelligence services that so badly failed to stop Hamas massacre on October 7th, Amir Tibone wonders in Haaretz, carry out such an incredibly successful series of strikes against Hezbollah, essentially eliminating the Lebanese terror organization's entire senior leadership without losing a single Israeli soldier? Books will be written to explain that epic mystery. For now, as we prepare for the October 7th memorials, what matters most is that it's happening. Israel is winning. After a long year of tit-for-tat with Hezbollah, and an exhausting war in Gaza that has cost the lives of hundreds of Israeli soldiers with hostages still languishing in hell, Israel is getting its mojo back. The Israel that no one feared on October 7, 2023, will be feared again on October 7, 2024. In the Middle East, there is a direct correlation between fear and existence. If your neighbors don't fear you, you're roadkill. That is how Israel has survived for so long. It put fear in the hearts of its enemies. It spooked them with extraordinary intelligence and lethal weapons. It caught them off guard with human daring. Above all, it won. This winning Israel, the Israel of Entebbe, of the Six-Day War, of the covert destruction of enemy threats, human and otherwise, is back in full force in Lebanon, and you can be sure that the neighbors have noticed. Of course, this is the Middle East, where anything can happen. For all we know, Hezbollah and its humiliated patron Iran may be preparing massive attacks. In this region, it's always smart to expect the unexpected. None of this, however, should take away from what Israel has accomplished in just a few short weeks. After being embarrassed a year ago, it has regained its fearsome status as the one state you never want to mess with. If you ask me, that is as good a memorial to October 7th as it gets.